the power, so we flexing. He's showing out, that's why we flexing. Yo, 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 we are back, episode 15 of season 2 of the Not The Same Podcast, hosted by this one word, and that one word over there, Mr. Rob Redeem. I ain't say what my name is. My name is C. Micah. That, his name is Rob Redeem.
I hope they know you by now, brother.
I mean, if they don't, then, hey, hi.
They'll learn it.
Right. Yeah, hey, man.
That boy said hi. Yeah.
Hello. We are back with another Not The Same Podcast sports show. Once again, man, hey, if you're watching this right now on YouTube or Facebook, do us a favor and do what you see on the screen. Number one, hit that like button. If you have not liked the Not The Same Podcast, next, hit the subscribe button if you have not subscribed to Not The Same Podcast. And lastly, hit that notification bell so you can be notified when we are live for Bible studies every other Tuesday or when we do just a spontaneous update. You never know when it's going to happen, but it might happen. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
He also wanted, what he said, and make sure you definitely subscribe like he told you. Now, look. Shout out to our rebroadcasters, man. Our MTMV family. You see them on the bottom left-hand corner of the screen right there.
Yes, sir.
Life Show TV, Takeover Radio, Praise 365, Scooter. Our homeboy Scooter doing big things right here in the Lou. Parable Radio, RYC Praise News. Shout out to our homeboy Orlando Page. On the West Coast, out there in Vegas, semi-West Coast. His Hop Radio and Podcast Network and the 520 Collective, our homeboy Eric Boston in Southern Missouri, right down there in between Branson and Springfield, like that there. Mm-hmm, those are the rebroadcasters of the Not The Same Podcast.
Yes, sir. Hey, without further ado, man. Hey, what's up, Hagans? Good to see you, brother.
Hagans,
we're
going
to get into it, man. There's a lot of sports going on. There's
a lot of stuff
we got to get to. And if you come in late, hey, just jump on in. You know what I'm
jump
saying?
On
we
got
to go. We got to go. Let's see what's popping.
Somebody tell me what's
popping.
All right, man. This is our What's Popping segment. When we talk about the latest and greatest in sports, man. We got NBA stuff. We got WNBA stuff. We got NHL stuff.
A lot.
We got top three plays. We got some of the NBA awards.
Just
but we're going to start with our
awards,
top three
everything.
Plays. Yeah,
top
all
plays,
that stuff.
Brother. Just but top
let's get
plays.
To Yeah, the top. Okay, brother, you're going to keep saying I'm going to have to just do something about it. You speak, brother. Let me. I can't take it because it's wrong. So I got to fix something.
We got to go top plays because we've been adding it. We can't just do three, man. We just doing top. I don't want to do top 10 because a big network already do top 10. We just do top plays. You dig what I'm saying? We ain't trying to bite off nobody else. You dig? So it's just top plays of the week. We get ready to go ahead and roll these things. And it's some doozies.
Here we go.
It is DiVincenzo. Too strong. Back to Hartenstein. To Hart. And Anobi. He's going to drive it.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
I don't know. I have no idea.
17 offensive rebounds for the Dallas Mavericks.
Oh, this is Kyrie at his best.
Dancing, prancing. Pulls up. Three-pointer. Bang! And a foul!
The turnover ratio in her career last season.
They say she couldn't do this
Clark
in the WNBA. Oh my goodness.
Fall away, Barry.
We're gonna have to see this
and
one again.
Reaction for the crowd.
They say she couldn't do this in the WNBA.
She
said
can't do it.
Good and savvy with the basketball in
back.
Her hands and going.
But this is a game winner, right in the same spot.
Second half. She said I can do it too. Splash.
Yeah.
Don't go home.
Yeah.
Send them home. Going back to the Midwest.
Preseason action. Come on, we're going to replay it again just so y'all can see the slow-mo.
Uh-huh.
Size up, some little AI.
Uh-huh. Boom. Got him. That was nasty.
He
can't do that when you take an L, though. I just got to say that. That was nice, but you took an L.
But this was when it was up.
Yeah.
There it is.
Nasty.
But this is the number one player of the week, man.
Got him.
Yeah. And now he out for the rest of the playoffs. Robert can done.
He been done.
Well, right,
that's what did it.
Yeah, that's
what
his hip. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, on my hip. Yep. I'm going home.
In your mouth. You dig?
Oh, Lord.
Hey, you know how they talking basketball, bro.
Pause. Boy, hilarious. Yeah, man. Hey, man. Great plays, brother. Great plays.
Yeah, man. Great plays. Definitely that last one is number one. That's why I replayed so many times.
Good evening, sis.
Look,
good evening,
legit.
D.
What up, D? Legit, Robinson is out for the rest of the playoffs.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that dunk did it. After he got dunked on it, he landed awkwardly on his hip or something like that, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
And he done though.
Night, night. All right, man. We got some. Before we get into the rest of our what's poppin' situation. Let's get into our NBA Player Awards, man. We got a little.
Yeah, going into NBA news, man. The NBA Season Awards. Check it out, folks. Six man. Here we go. Nas Reed. Bad teams.
Reed to the car.
Two hands on.
On his head. Point at him. Doing anytime the opposition.
This is your sixth man of the year in the NBA, Nas Reed.
Minnesota ridiculous, bro. We're going to talk about it later. They a problem. Nas went right through they a problem.
Another Minnesota cat, Rudy Gobert, defensive player of the year.
That's us. Come get his title back. Give me that.
Reason this play was chosen. The way Gobert blocked this, watch his hands, bro. Even if he would have reversed it, his hands was both spots.
Both sides. I got you on both sides.
Both sides. No matter where Lonnie Walker the fourth was going to try and put it up.
The announcer knew what I was saying.
Yeah, Steph Curry, clutch player of the year.
Yes, sir.
Steph splits the double team. Curry on a runner. Good!
Just to show y'all, he got the dribbles and the little flow.
And it was curtains.
Now we go to the night 1-1. 10-second
difference. Game clock. Shot clock. Curry spinning corkscrew move inside. No. Paul gathers it in. Clock at three.
Splash.
Curry three. Oh.
Send him home, boy. Send him home.
There we go. Night night.
Go to sleep. Ty, be quiet. Go to sleep.
Most improved player.
Initial call from Nick Bookert was 2 points.
Shout out. Big salute to him.
This is a three from Maxi.
Maxi a dog, boy. He a dog.
And this was
number one player for Philly now. He's number one now.
He's got it.
Yeah.
Embiid number two.
8.1 to play.
That's the play they work on at the end of games. Maxi steps up big from the logo.
That wasn't no bank. That was all Nets, boy.
All Nets. And Wendy. Unanimous.
This should have been a double award, in my opinion. He should have been rookie of the year and DPOY. He didn't get it because he's a rookie, but he should have been both.
That's what Dominic said.
I agree with your son. That's nasty.
But
come on, dog.
Stuff like this is why my man's the rookie of the year. Check it out.
He flew it.
Right afterwards, just throw it off the glass. The Bucks went for the steal, didn't get it. Look at this. He knew he couldn't do a little finger roll.
Nasty.
To round out our NBA awards, teammate of the year went to Mike Conley out in Minnesota. Yes. So Minnesota, if you keep in track, Minnesota has six man defensive player of the year and teammate of the year. Executive of the year came from former Boston coach Brad Stevens up in Boston. You know, Brad Stevens, he got executive of the year. Hustle Award went to Alex Caruso. And I think that's everybody else. We didn't get into it. We don't know who the MVP is going to be. They're going to give it to Jokic. Yet. They haven't announced it. But in my opinion, at the way everything is playing right now, I believe SGA is very, very deserving of MVP this year. But they're going to give it to Jokic again, I'm sure.
I agree.
In other NBA news, Darvin Ham, as my boy C predicted last week on this show on Wednesday, and he lost his job on his day off on Friday. He predicted that Darvin Ham was going to be out of there. And also, something that if you are a true – what up, Daryl? It's been a minute, bro. Congratulations to you also. I had to stop and give my brother his flowers. The Cavs advanced to the second round for the first time in 31 years without LeBron James. Mm-hmm. Hear what I'm saying? They advanced to the second round for the first time in 31 years without LeBron James being on that squad. So shout out to everybody on the Cavs doing what they're doing. I don't think they can beat Boston without Jared Allen.
Nope.
It's not going to happen. Mitchell not going to be able to do so. So yeah.
They don't have enough offense, and I think Darius Garland has regressed for some reason. He shouldn't.
I don't know what's going on. It's like he's scared. He should be eating Holiday up right now because he's faster. But Holiday got defense, you know what I mean? Yeah. So that's your NBA
But what's the name built for
week?
It, though? My man, Donovan Mitchell, he built for it. People forget about him. They don't talk about him a lot. But, no, he's one of them ones.
Oh, he's a dog.
He drugged them to the second round because they should have lost to Orlando for real.
They should have. Yep. Yeah, but Orlando's young. Took them to seven games. Mm-hmm. But the Cavs are here, and the Celtics will make their way on to the to the Eastern Conference Finals. I'm not going to count the Cavs out. I think the Cavs can get it probably by one or two games, and I'm going too quick because we're going to talk about this a little later. So let's move on, brother.
WNBA news.
WNBA news. Listen, man, shout out to the WNBA. They have committed to chartered flights
finally
for the next two seasons. Chartered flights. Give them a round of applause, man.
Finally. We talked about this like last year.
We did, and the year before that. Like, it's no excuse on why they didn't have chartered flights.
Whatsoever.
But they are anticipating the revenue that's about to come in from Caitlin Clark, the Angel Reese's, and everybody else that's involved. So, I think this is about to be good. Skylar Diggins is back. You know what I mean? Breonna Stewart came back to try to get for the Liberty. It's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of storyline scenarios.
Yeah.
So it's going to cost them about $50 million, $25 million a year, $50 million total for the next 2 years. I think this brings protections to the WNBA players because some stuff happened with Caitlin Clark at DFW Airport down in Dallas where fans and the media just mobbed her when she came through the terminal because she was coming through the same – ironically, the same day I was down there, she's there. I just happened to miss them. They shouldn't be doing that. These are professional athletes, and they shouldn't be able to. Fans are crazy. You got some dumb fans. So shout out to the WNBA for projecting what their revenue is going to be and committing that $50 million for the next 2 years for these ladies to have chartered flights.
This is the effect of having a superstar. Raises the whole quality of the league. You can hate on Caitlin Clark all you want. Us people, we've been doing a lot of it. Why this person ain't getting this? Listen, man, you got to have a star. Stars make the league. Why is the NBA so popular? Stars, period. Yeah. So now they have a star that move. That never happened to nobody else in the WNBA. You probably ain't seen all them folks in the airport. That's what's her name. They ain't getting mobbed. She different, period. Yeah. You got anything else on WNBA? I got something if you ain't got nothing else.
But this is what I'll say. I just remember last year when we was talking how much trash it was for these ladies. It was a winter storm up in New York, and they had to drive back home, rent a car, throw in the pot. Shout out. That's what I'll say about the WNBA. Shout out for y'all for finally getting it right, man.
Also, shout out to Angel Reese. She got a shoe deal. I don't know if you heard about it. She got a shoe deal with Reebok, so she's going to get her own signature shoe as well for all us boo-hooing and crying because Caitlin Clark got a shoe deal. Nobody else got one. Angel Reese got one, too. And also, what's the girl for the championship team that ain't got one?
Aces. You talking about.
So it's not all a color thing. These two girls are popular. Period. Now, Caitlin Clark is more popular than Angel Reese, but Angel Reese is also popular. She showed up at the Met Gala and got a lot of publicity.
You're not coming to the Met. Let me tell y'all something about this Met Gala incident.
Low-level stars don't show up.
Low-level stars don't show up. And Teresa Witherspoon, who's the Chicago Sky coach, said, hey, listen, these ladies earned this. We had already talked about it, and there was a lot on the line for them. I wasn't getting ready to stop them from going. Angel Reese came through. She killed that joint. She had a nice dress on, and she did her thing, and she made her money in doing so. So shout out to Angel Reese for Reebok. I'm sure Shaq had a little something to do with that.
Of course.
Because she didn't want to sign with Nike because why? She would have been in the shadow once again of Caitlin. Of course. So congratulations to Angel Reese for the signing of a Reebok shoe contract. Reebok is trying to come back.
Yeah. Big salute to these ladies, man. Get your bread. They should get their money. Bread. These get are popular women, up. Man. So, all right, NHL news.
NHL news out in the East. Look, man, the New York Rangers are already up 2-0 on the Carolina Hurricanes. Boston Bruins won last night against the Florida Panthers in game one, so they're up 1-0. Vancouver and Edmonton will play game one tonight. I know that sounds weird because in the Rangers Hurricane series, it's already 2, but it's just the way that it fell. So Edmonton and Vancouver will play their game one tonight. Ironically, Colorado took a 1-0 lead last night over Dallas. And here's the part. Ironically enough, both Boston and New York teams lead their series. And how Dallas lost last night is the same way Dallas lost last night against the Thunder. So
that's crazy.
I don't know what's going on, but it's kind of lining up a little bit. You hear me? That's the NHL playoff news.
All right, man. Let's get into the soapbox segment.
Yeah, man.
Soapbox.
All right, this is our Soapbox segment when me and Rob go back and forth for 2 minutes on whatever we want to talk about. Normally, my brother Rob goes off on sports subjects. Normally, I go off on life subjects. But sometimes it flip-flops. You never know what's going to happen. We have a timer that looks like this at the bottom. We got 2 minutes. And when it's over, you hear a buzzer that sounds like this right here. As by tradition, I always let my brother Rob go first. My brother, is you ready?
I'm ready, man.
Let's get it.
Look, sports, let me tell y'all something. Stop putting your referees under the microscope by coming out with these 2-minute reports, after-action reports, and whatever other report that's going to make us as fans question the human side of sports. It happens. The other night there was a kickball going on. My man hand hit it, and to the naked eye, if you look at it, a fan is going to say, no, it was obvious. It's not. It's real time. It's speed. Right. It looked like my man kicked the ball. But the point is, you put these refs in a situation. The refs say, oops, my bad. And then the next thing you know, everybody is death threats, depending on how big the situation is. Look, we're talking about NFL and NBA. Soccer refs get it. These cats got to be, these one words got to be escorted out and hit bulletproof vests. Headshots, you dig what I mean? It gets serious with that.
Right.
You know, it gets very serious with these refs. How about you just close your mouth and don't say that they got it wrong? Either or start holding these referees accountable. I said this once before, and this is my soapbox now, because it's happened a few times now in the NBA, in these NBA playoffs, and we're not even in the finals yet. When these referees mess up, leave the human element alone. I don't want to see the 2-minute report. That stuff is not helping the referees. It's not helping the integrity of the game, because now we're thinking about who? Donahue, who told us that the refs are foul way back when Portland played the Lakers on how the refs like to play these games and they got money on the line. Like he exposed it for what it is. If you want to stop us thinking and me putting on my tinfoil hat for the conspiracy theory, go sit down and shut up. They missed it. I don't need to see the report. It happens. In high school, it happens. In college, it happens. There's no 2-minute report. Screw the 2 minutes. Ain't nothing good in 2 minutes. I'll leave it at that.
I was going to give you a buzzer, but, you know, as married man, you ain't
lying.
Come on. And everybody wife said, amen. All right. My soapbox.
Hey, you a fool, bro. let's get it.
Get your exercises on. All right. My soapbox is this, man. Listen, if you have not been watching Not the Same Podcast, me and my brother works at a airport. I ain't going to say what his job is, but he works in an airport, and I work at the airport. I don't work for the airport, but I'm always at the airport. Most of my day, I have vending machines in there that I manage, and I got people in there that I manage, and my job is ongoing. But that's neither beside the point. That just says why I'm there all the time. But let me tell you this. In my time of being at the airport so much more than I used to be, one thing I've noticed that is aggravating, or let me say, as St. Louis people say, is really irking my nerves, as the STL people say. It really irks my nerves.
Bro.
And my brother's going to agree with me. I see my homeboy Van. What's up, Van, in the chat?
V, what's good?
Everybody that work in the airport know this. Why do you want words, have to cough, and don't cover your face? Don't cover your mouth. You is so nasty. And I see people come down the escalator. I see people walking down the hall. I see people moving everywhere. And this is what you see. Like they had their mouth all like a little kid. You is a grown man. You is a grown woman. Why is you coughing with your tongue out like you a dog? What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? Grow up. Cover your mouth. Is it so hard? Is it so hard to just cover your mouth? Like, is you so busy? Is you carrying so much, right? Is you so disturbed that you walking down steps that you just can't say and cover your eyes? No, you just going to spew out germs unashamed. More unashamed than some people is for the gospel. This ain't our Bible show. But just unashamed. Look at you. Hey, how you doing? Just got your, and why your tongue got to be out? You know what I'm saying? Don't you why you got to hold your tongue out like you? I'm just going to leave it at that. Just what's wrong with you, man? Look, here's the word for the day. Cover your mouth. You nasty one words. Cover your mouth, please.
Oh my goodness. One day we'll get our takes. One day.
If we ever have a Patreon, y'all will know what the one word is, and y'all also will have the outtakes. Y'all just know that. One day we may have it. You know, we have to pay for that, though.
But, oh, my goodness.
Anyway, that's this hilarious. Is the Debate Fuel segment. Me and Rob go back and forth for 5 minutes on particular subjects. As you see, we have a timer down there that look like that, and we have a buzzer that sounds like this when it's over. I'm still laughing. It's still hilarious. I'm laughing at my own self. I know I said it, but it's still funny. It don't matter. All right, man. All right. First subject for tonight. Let me stop this timer. All right. First subject for tonight. NBA playoffs so far. Now, we're talking about the first round and second round. Combined it all, brother. It may go more than 5 minutes, but let's go and get into it. All right. Now, we'll start with the Dallas Mavericks got the Clippers on up out of here. What you thought about that, brother?
I said this before. We talked about this, and I said I was right. And remember, Laz, I told you, I am not for playoff P because it is playoff pitiful. And until Harden showed me he can show up in the playoff series.
Game one or game two. But not in the clutch, though.
No, not in the clutch. Needed not the playoff P. Kawhi Leonard went hobbling off again. And Russell Westbrook. This one word lost his mind. I almost said
lost
this
his ever loving mind. Yes.
And just said
totally.
Here y'all go. And it showed me that the chemistry between Luka and Kyrie is real. Yes. And then I start learning about Livingston because they did all this. They annihilated the Clippers without Tim Hardaway Jr.
Yes.
Tim Hardaway Jr. was over there in the most countryest outfits cheering the whole first round. You dig what I'm saying? And then they met them young boys from Oklahoma, and it was a little different last night.
Yes, it hit different. Yeah, what I said, my bad. Clippers series, no, man. I think it goes to what my brother Darryl is saying. He is talking about how the same old superstars are gone and young Bulls are getting it. Anybody can win. It's exciting. 100%. We've been talking about this over and over for last few months. Yeah, everybody thought, how the playoffs going to go without LeBron and Steph? Great. Fine. Yeah. Because there's new superstars. But above all that, Luka is a beast. Luka is hurt. He's still a beast. Kyrie is in a perfect position. He is still awesome. And he is totally fine being number two to Luka, and that team is good. I don't care what happened last night against the Thunder. They just came out of a grueling series. That series way more tougher than last night. Let's see what happened game two on that one. That's what I think about that. And I think the Clippers done. It's a wrap. It's a wrap. Because Kawhi, he probably need to retire soon. I think he got degenerate knees.
He do. Seriously. He do. It's starting to show. Starting to show.
And Westbrook, he like you say, he lost his ever-loving mind. And, Go sit down, as Rob says. You know what I'm saying?
Go sit down.
Yeah, next, Minnesota, they sweep. That may have already happened last week. But, yeah, they got rid of what's the name. Let's go to Minnesota now. They're playing against the champs. They are 2-0 against the champs. And the first game, it was a back and forth. It was a very, very good game. They was going at it. The second game, they wiped the floor with them boys. Without the defensive player of the year this year.
The defensive player of the year and Rudy Gobert.
Wiped the floor.
Wiped them.
It wasn't
wipe
close.
Me down.
Head, shoulders, knee. Knee, shoe.
Head, shoulders, knee, shoe. That was Edwards. He was dumping on their head.
Yes,
you
sir.
You know what I'm saying? Blocking
yes, sir.
On their shoulders and crossing them up in their shoes.
Yes,
and
sir.
He was wiping them down. And they did this. Let me tell y'all something. For basketball fans, Daryl, I don't know how much of a basketball fan you are, but because you put certain things in the comments, I'm seeing you watch it. Van, I know that you're a Celtics fan. Let me tell y'all something. Chris Finch is showing y'all what a coach does. He been watching. Everybody's been talking about, what's the blueprint? What's the blueprint? Chris Finch said, you know what? We playing one-on-one basketball. We ain't zoning. We not going to double. We a trap, but we're not. It's a difference between a trap at half court and a double team. They are not double teaming Jokic. And guess what's happening? Gordon can't create his own shot. Michael Porter Jr., a.k.a. Brokeback Mountain, because he always hurt, can't create his own shot.
No.
Only two people on that team that can create their own shot is Murray, who is hurt, and Jokic. And they've been shutting them boys down the last two games. This is a defensive masterpiece to me as a basketball fan. Hey, shout out to Chris Finch and the Minnesota Timberwolves. And Puppy Poo, I will no longer call Carl
can't
Anthony Towns
can't do it.
Puppy Poo, because that boy is out there playing with heart right now.
Who was the former point guard for the Boston Celtics when Kevin Garnett won? I can't remember his name. Right. Rondo. I heard Rondo talking one day, and I think this is so perfect, the exact thing. Remember, the Lakers beat Denver when the Lakers won the championship. Rondo was on that team. Dwight Howard was on that team. JaVale McGee was on that team. And they had AD. And he said the reason we was able to slow down Jokic is because we had three bigs to deal with him. A lot of time Jokic is killing mid-tier bigs. He ain't really killing big bigs, right? Look, JaVale McGee ain't that good, but he can play defense. Dwight Howard, he ain't the same Dwight Howard, but that boy was strong, cock diesel, swole, right? And AD is AD. He can kill. You can have one good defender, and he'll be all right. They had three 7-footers, and also he had to play defense. You can't just sit back in the paint and play that drop defense on Carl Anthony Towns. He was splashing.
He's splashing from the
three.
He
is a center that won the 3-point contest. Yeah. This is not luck. He's shooting them things flat footed, boy. He ain't even jumping. They are right up in his grill. He's splashing
the
these joints.
This is a little questionable, but go ahead.
And here's one other key. The general manager for the Minnesota Timberwolves' name is Tim Connelly. You know who he used to be the general manager for? The Denver Nuggets. So guess what? He knows everything about the Denver Nuggets. Yep. They got this general manager, so he know everything how to beat them, and he put together a team that is specifically made to stump the Denver Nuggets. Look, Anthony Edwards had an okay game, 27. You know, not 40-point game. That team beat them. Look, Nikhil Alexander-Walker was locking up Murray and was laughing at him. Oh, you think he's going somewhere? You ain't going nowhere. They got length, long defenders. Listen, Kyle Slow-Mo was defending Jokic and was not getting killed.
Yeah.
Length on top of length on top of length. They got vets, savvy vets, Kyle Anderson, Mike Conley.
Conley.
Playoff-tested vets. And listen, every time you see Anthony Edwards sit on the bench, who's sitting right next to him? Conley. And they said, yo, this building the boy up. That man has changed the whole tenor of that team. And I'm going to say this before we move on for them. They can win the chip this year.
Oh, I got
not
the
in the future.
Bro.
This year. They can do it this year.
The winner of this series, I'm sorry, V, but yeah. The winner of this series, if Porzingis stays hurt, is your champion.
Mm-hmm. And listen, Boston is awesome, man. It will be a very, very, very tough series for them to beat Boston. I would say this because if Porzingis come back, and I hear he's supposed to be back around the finals round, if he can get back, that's different. But, man, that team is a problem because they have the number one defense in the whole NBA. And you know what they have in the playoffs? The number one offense. What do you do with a team that is awesome on offense, awesome on defense, and they great rebound at the ball? So when they miss, we score. When you miss, we score. What are you doing? Nothing. You know what I'm saying?
So I'm going to say this before we move on from this series. So to you, Daryl, this is what I say to OKC. I got to see how OKC see the bounce back with the Mavs. Because the Mavs look bad in game one against the Clips, and you saw what happened. You know what I mean? The Mavs tend to do this. So I don't know what it is. Like game one,
they feel them games out, which is weird.
They fill it out, and then they and they go from there. But
no Diddy, no Drake.
No Diddy, Drake, or none of them one words. I almost said it. Go ahead, bro. Next series. What are we talking about?
All right. OKC disposed of who they swept. They swept the Pelicans, but on to OKC and the Dallas Mavericks. I thought it was going to be more challenging. The Mavericks was with them into the third quarter, and then all of a sudden, OKC expanded their dominance.
One thing,
what I want to see about OKC, when are the refs going to swallow the whistle with them? Because what we saw with Denver, they weren't calling them fouls. Listen, and I meant to bring this up. Murray literally threw a towel out. Now, I was going to make this one of the questions for tonight, but, you know, they already judged him. He got fined $100,000 for he threw out a towel and he threw out the heating pad at the refs. That's how frustrated, that's how much they was in their head. But what I'm saying is they swallowed the whistle in that game. They wasn't calling the fouls. That's why he was so frustrated. For that OKC game, we saw SGA at the line continuously like the regular season. I want to see when they stop giving him them calls, what they going to do. Like, I believe OKC is very, very good, but I want to see them tested against grown men. But, you know, they played good last night, and I really, really like Lou Dortz. He's a good defender.
Oh, Dortz is, and Williams
he's
too,
nice.
Bro.
Yeah, Williams is nice.
Let me tell you something, and Daryl, I saw your comment, and I agree. Bro, the Thunder is balanced. This is what we thought. We've been talking about the Thunder all year long, but what we thought was, hey, they're young, they're going to get to the playoffs, and then they're going to get reality. Yeah. And after they beat Phoenix, I'm like, whoa. Because they didn't just beat Phoenix. They beat the sleeves off Phoenix. And come now on, they're here. But here's what I did. This is what I'll say about this series. Mm-hmm. I can't count Luka and Kyrie out. It's just one game.
Right.
I can't do it.
Just one game. But
now, if Oklahoma decides to continue to run the way they're doing, they're not going to be able to keep up. Oklahoma, and we'll talk about this when we get to the Pacers-Knicks series. Mm-hmm. Oklahoma is going to have to run these boys out the gym in order to win because Luka is a slow down. If you allow Luka and the Mavericks to slow the pace down on you, you are going to lose because that that hezzy step back three is unstoppable. Mm-hmm. So they gotta keep the momentum going in their way.
I think OKC's hope is that Luka is hurt, but if Luka comes back and get a little bit more of him, a little bit more strength, then it's gonna be a problem because, like I say, Luka, like you were saying, Luka controls the tempo just like LeBron. Mm-hmm. You remember LeBron had that Cavs series and Kyrie and everybody was hurt, and he still kept up with them teams because he can control the tempo. Same way Luka does that. And I just got to see. I think OKC series against Dallas going to go longer than the Minnesota. I think Minnesota might get them boys wrapped up. They may
say they
took
three.
Them boys hard.
It'll be a sweep or a gentleman's sweep the same way Denver did the Lakers. It'll be 4 or 5.
All right, let's go to New York and the Pacers, man. What'd you think about game one?
Game one, back and forth, bro. Hey, this playoff
Pacers,
series,
man.
Hey, salute to the Pacers and the Knicks because this reminds me of playoff basketball back in the 90s and early 2000s, the 9-9, the 2-0, you dig? This reminds me of that there, you know, because they're going back and forth. It's gritty basketball, and Brunson is a certified star.
100%.
I think
100%. He don't get enough credit for how good he is.
He doesn't. Yes. And if my man Julius Randle was playing, the Knicks would be unstoppable, and it would be Knicks and Celtics in the finals, in my opinion.
Yes.
I got this series going 6 or 7 games. Yeah. I got it going 6 or 7 games, and if the Pacers realize they can outrun these boys, the Pacers can run them out the gym. But Brunson is just – Brunson and Hart and he's DiVincenzo. I can't never say this boy last name. Yeah, that guy too. But if he continues to score 15 to 17 points, they're not gonna beat the Knicks because the Knicks playing with heart and grit.
My thoughts on this: I think Indiana has a chance against the Knicks, but also I think that was the game they should have won. And the reason I say that, the Knicks had just came out of that tough series against the Sixers. They probably was a little beat up. They probably was a little tired because you know they coach Thibodeau do not rest nobody. You playing 40 minutes. You better be in shape, homeboy. But practice after the game. And make them run ladders and everything. I will say this, man. I am very disappointed in Halliburton. You're in the playoffs. You just beat the Bucks. You had time to wait to play against the Knicks. You scored 6 points. Y'all told me this is the next one of the superstars. Six points. Listen, I think Brunson has some not fighting beef, but some basketball beef against Halliburton. Because you know, in the Olympics last year, who was starting? Brunson. And Halliburton is got put on the team, and Brunson didn't get put on the team this year. And Brunson bust his you know what, period. Dropped 40 something on that boy, and he scored 6. No way. And this also was a terrible call at the end of there. I think. One thing I say about this, the ref should have let the kickball thing. Let the players win. That's all I'm going to say with that. But I still think New York would have won. They snuck out with the win. At the end of the day, I think New York is a better team. But the Pacers' offense is dope. Very, very good. And the Pacers are not scared, so I do salute them for that.
Hey, but I told you this in the last series with the Pacers and the Bucks. I told you the key factor to the Pacers is Siakam.
Yep.
Is he going to keep doing this spin cycle move or not? And sure enough, Siakam keeps showing up. Look, man, we watch basketball. We cover all sports. But when it comes to basketball in the NBA, we do this. Go back and listen to our predictions on who was going to do what. Yeah. About the only thing we got wrong was we thought Denver was going to sweep the Lakers. You dig what I mean? We talk. This is what we do. We do sports. We do NBA. And this series will go 6 or 7, long as no injuries pop off. And the Pacers can win it if they learn how to run them out the gym. But Hollenburton, little light-skinned, my bro, you're going to have to get some one word in light-skinned. You dig what I mean? The NBA then gassed you up and said you was the next, and you didn't fail for it. And Brunson playing with the one word with a chip on his shoulder as the underdog. And my man just keep winning. He's Cali'd out here right now.
All right, the last one, Boston versus the Cavs. I think Boston will win. I think they'll sweep them.
They're going to sweep them.
I don't think the Cavs got enough. Yeah, I mean, it's not even worth watching, man. You know, I love Donovan Mitchell, but I don't think they got enough, man. I think Garland, something wrong with his head. And I think the other big, not having Allen is really hurting them because that big man is by himself. And I think Boston is just too good for them. That looked like a layup line last night. I'm talking about they dunking on four. Look, Peyton Pritchard off the bench dropping these dudes off. Like, it was too much for them. And it's a mismatch. You know what I'm saying?
Your unsung hero, because he came alive in our series.
Yeah.
Bro, this, I almost said it. This one word and cut his hair off. And White is just, look.
Sam Cassell, little brother looking dude.
Shadow headliner. No, I'm just playing. But no, all jokes aside, White, he didn't score 25 points, man, and popped five threes in the last four games.
Yes.
That is an X factor that nobody was expecting. Mm-hmm. So now, okay, we're going to shut down Tatum. White is taking over. White got so much confidence from that Miami series after dunking on Adebayo and everybody else in that series, and he didn't. Who's gonna check White?
Right.
Defensive matchup is a nightmare because Jaylen Brown, he's playing. He's doing his thing. Tatum's gonna do his thing. You got Pritchard coming off the bench, and Holiday, quiet as it's kept, is playing the defense that he played when he was with the Bucks. He don't have to worry about no offensive, but he can still hit he still got control when he do the speed and layups. Like, all this stuff matters, man. But White is your X factor for the Boston Celtics. And salute to White, man, because he done stepped up big time.
All right, man. Next subject. Also, I think Boston will win. They gonna play the Knicks, and then Knicks, they'll win a couple of games, but they're not going to beat Boston. All right, was Pat Riley right or wrong for what he said about Jimmy Butler? What we're talking about? Well, I'm going to show you what we're talking about. I got the video. Thought I did. Well, here we go.
You know, live.
I wanted to say that, you know, I thought, is that Jimmy trolling or is that Jimmy serious? You know, if you're not on the court playing against Boston, around the court playing against the New York Knicks, you should keep your mouth shut and your criticism of those teams.
So, was Pat Riley right or wrong for what he said about Jimmy Butler? He also said something about Tyler Hero, too. He was in his bag in this little interview.
He was.
As Robinson Heat fan, I know he knows. What you
listen,
think,
man, y'all see this? That's Miami Heat. I am a Heat fan.
Yep.
Hit that note button. Let me tell you something, man. Riles is certified. He a gangster. He a goon. Mm-hmm. He's one as a player, as a coach, and as a GM.
Yes, sir.
Let me tell you why he's not wrong. When LeBron first got down there and bust his way into the office of Pat Riley and said, Spoelstra needs to be out of here. We need a better coach.
Mm-hmm.
Riley looked at him and said, get out of my office. Mm-hmm. I make executive decisions. You make decisions on that basketball court. When Dwayne Wade said, I'm leaving. I don't want to be here anymore. See ya. Go ahead and go to Chicago, go to Cleveland, and then they welcome them back home. This is what Pat Riley does, and he's telling the truth. Jimmy Butler just seemed not to get it. He thought he was going to run up on Spoelstra, and Spoelstra wasn't having it, and neither was the teammates. This is the Heat culture. This is what happens when respect is given to a GM. Not Jerry Jones respect for my Cowboy fans. I ain't talking about that respect because it's the Cowboys. Respect because he's earned it, because this is what I do. Yeah. Close your mouth. You're not out there. You talk if you're on the court. But if you just on the side, I don't care if you're trolling. No, Pat Riley wasn't wrong because Jimmy was doing too much. You coming to the game with pigtails and you ain't playing.
Right.
Man, get up, right. Man. I'm sorry. I'm upset we ain't in it.
Almost
right
said
now.
It again. All right, man. Listen, my thoughts on this, he was absolutely right to say this. I have so much respect for him for saying this because, number one, who's going to argue with him?
You can't.
He has the pedigree. He has the cachet to say this because he won rings as a player, as a coach, as a GM. Every level he has won. Heat culture is established by him, not Jimmy Butler, not Bam Adebayo, definitely not Tyler Hero, not Dwayne Wade, none of that. It's established by him. The way they play, him, and then he the one found Spoelstra, got him out the film room and made
film
him a coach.
Room, bro.
Out the film room.
And now he's a
he
Hall
wasn't
of
no assistant coach. He was a film. He was over there cutting film back in the day. Not in the day when we got film now. Literal film. You know what I'm saying? So he gets all the respect. He can say what he want. And in my opinion, I don't think he was out of pocket because Jimmy popping off, he's like, yeah, if I was playing. Okay, but you ain't playing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Number one, why are they interviewing him? Honestly, you know, I know he's the star and all that, and I get it. I want the sound bites, and he gave them exactly what they want. As a person that had a player that made too many sound bites, trust me, listen to your GM and shut up. You remember Fine in the West? That was my team. They still paying for that. Shut up, dog. Listen to your GM and just shut up, man. You know what I'm saying? I think he was totally right. And what he said about Tyler Hero was, you know, he's injury prone. Listen, he ain't holding no punches. He shouldn't have to hold no punches. I respect somebody that keep it real, and you ain't got to sift through, lack of better words, all the minutia and try to understand what he's saying. No, you know exactly what Pat Riley was saying. Like Rob said, hey, Pat Riley, that hair ain't slipped back for no reason. This Italian goon, dog. Don't play with him. Don't play with this dude. He been
don't
like
play,
this.
Man.
Go ahead, bro.
Hey, I'm going to say it again. This is the one that told LeBron, hey, man, get out of my office. He ain't going nowhere. You know, I run this shit.
Facts.
Ain't nobody ever else told LeBron that ever. You dig what I'm saying? And that's why the Lakers looking like they looking. I ain't gonna say nothing about that. We talking about my Heat.
Mm-hmm.
Pat Riley has the right to say it. Look, we paying you this money.
Right.
Stay on the court. Stay healthy.
Right.
Now, was Jimmy right? I do believe Jimmy was right. If Jimmy was playing, they wouldn't be out right now.
Of course.
Because
of course they wouldn't.
Man, you don't want to admit it. Y'all can't beat the Heat. But if you ain't got Jimmy Butler,
right. Then
you can beat the Heat. You know what I mean? Like, all I'm saying is I agree with Riles, and we can wrap it up. I don't think he was wrong. This new generation, the new generation, yes, they talk.
Yes.
But Jimmy Butler knows better, and he continues to try to test the Miami Heat the way he did the Sixers, the way he did the Timberwolves, and he keep getting checked on every level, from the players to the coach to the exec.
All right. Did the WNBA drop the ball again, Mr. Davis?
If y'all don't know what we're talking about, this is what we're saying. Did the WNBA drop the ball? On the preseason game, they had Caitlin Clark and the Dallas they had the Indiana
Wings.
Fever and the Dallas Wings playing on the Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
And they ended up streaming only the Caitlin Clark game. But then a fan who was at the Chicago Sky game streamed it on X from their phone, and that joint almost got 3 million views. Now, this is what I'm going to tell you. I believe that the WNBA thought they didn't want to take the chance to take the spotlight off of Caitlin because they're trying to ride Caitlin, not realizing how big the game that they didn't stream was. So let me tell you about this game. Chicago Sky had a story behind that game. You had two former national champions and Camila Cardoza and Angel Reese.
Yep.
Angel Reese won it, LSU, and this year Camila Cardoza. And you also had Alyssa Peely, who was the Pac-12 Player of the Year in that game. And I don't think they realized how big it was. The WNBA, I'm not going to say they dropped it because it's preseason. See, what I'm going to say is they're in uncharted territories and don't know what to do. So they tried to put all their hats in the basket with the Fever Wings game, which was good.
Right.
They was a part of our big plays. Two step back threes, went down to the buzzer, 79-76, Wings win.
Mm-hmm.
But they missed out on that one. And I think when we get to the nitty gritty, because after this happened, did you notice they got chartered flights?
Yep.
So yeah. I'm not going to say they dropped the ball because it's a preseason game. If this crap happens again, right. then, yeah, they just don't get it.
What they have to understand is, and I think they partially understand this, Caitlin Clark is the biggest star, but she's not the only big
star.
She's
right.
not the only one coming into the league. Angel right. Reese is a big star, period. Yep. I don't think Angel Reese is that good. I think she's okay. I don't think she's as good as Caitlin Clark. But at the end of the day, she is a big star. Social media is power now. That's what you have to understand. A lot of people, when they look at TV and stuff like that, they think about the old days. You have kids. How much regular TV they watch? They watch YouTube. They watch live. That's why 3 million happened on Twitter, because that's where people at. You know what I'm saying? Right. So you have to recognize, yes, you have Caitlin Clark. She is the biggest star. Huge. But Angel Reese is a big star too, though. You know what I'm saying? She's a big star as well. Go ahead, bro.
And when I say I'm going to give them a pass, y'all, to answer the question, did they drop the bag? Yes, but they were afraid. They've never been here before. You know what I mean? They go on Caitlin, Chip was good. Caitlin. And Caitlin proved her point. Everybody says she's going to get bumped around. Let me tell y'all something. For my true hoopers, if you got a ratchet, and you can pull that thing, it don't matter who you playing with, a jumper gonna fall. And she proved it. Thanks. Oh, she's pushing off.
Whatever.
Again, I'm gonna tell y'all something. The WNBA is about to give Caitlin Clark, what us old school cats know as the Jordan rules. Because this is their chance to make this league kind of skyrocket to uncharted territories.
Absolutely.
And the fact that that's what happened in this first game, they were only focused on Caitlin. Only focused on Caitlin, and that's why that it streamed live for free on the WNBA. It wasn't. It was just on their little league pass. Not the league pass. It was on their free stream. Yeah. But they dropped the ball because they've never been here before, and they thought, well, who's gonna want to watch Angel Reese? They got caught up in the college thing. A lot of people want to watch Angel Reese. A lot of people want to watch Camila Cardoza.
Yes.
And now the WNBA is starting to realize it. Oh, we can market our stars? Because think about the WNBA real quick, and I'm going to let you go, see. Mm-hmm. The only stars they really marketed is white stars.
Right.
And I'm not making this about a black or white. Just every star before Angel Reese, they got shoe deals, are all white. Diana Taurasi, Breonna Stewart.
Yeah, Sabrina Ionescu.
What's my girl up in Washington? I can't even think of her name. Della Dante. Those are all white players.
Yeah.
And even though you have all of these great black players playing in the league, those are the stars that they have been marketing. So the WNBA is in a transition. They've never been here before.
Right.
Did they drop the ball? Yes, but not too much. It's just the preseason. Let's go.
All right. Next subject. Do you think the refs should make calls differently at the end of games? What we're referencing is we had a few games back in the Philly series where refs, when Maxie got mugged, literally, and they didn't make a call. Then at the end of any other game versus New York, there was a call that was made, shouldn't have been made. So the question is, do you think refs should make calls differently at the end of games and let the players decide the game? What you think, bro?
Go sit down. That's what I think the refs should do. Unless it is a flagrant two, not even a one. Excuse me. Unless it's a flagrant two foul.
Yeah.
With somebody like what Russell Westbrook did and they ended up tossing him. Unless it's something like that where somebody go for the head. The famous line from The Temptations. Ain't nobody came to see you, Otis. Go sit down, man.
Please.
They came to see the game.
Please.
And they screwing it up. They screwing it up royally, man. Go ahead, see.
Yeah, man, I agree, man. I think, listen, like Rob said, blatant calls, I get it. You have to call that. Them touch fouls, man, don't call that at the end of the game. Let the players play it out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would like it to be more like that Minnesota game the other night.
Oh.
Let them folks play. Because when you get through crying, all right, man, you see the way they ref and play ball now. Step up. That's what we need to see. You know what I'm saying? Not like at the end of New York game, man, because it feeds into the notion, especially with, like Rob was saying in his soapbox, and the notion of them 2-minute reports. Okay, y'all cheating because you want the New York market to stay in. That's what people get to thinking. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. When I was growing up, that's all I heard. My daddy used to always say, well, you know, it's fixed, man. Lakers will be there. He was a Lakers fan. You know what I'm saying? You know this rigged. Lakers will be there. You know what I'm saying? Or Boston will be there. You know it's all rigged. You know, but we can't do that, man. Let them boys play at the end. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying no flagrant where somebody get undercut and all that, but nah, the touch fouls, man. Don't call them joints at the end.
Yeah,
man. Come on, bro.
Stop the petty fouls, man. Stop the petty fouls. And even the veterans who's no longer like the guys who've retired, they said it. Like there's certain series where they'll be like, yo, we can win this. And they'll be like, no, young dog, we not gonna win this because you playing against the team and the refs.
Right.
Because your squad is not good enough to bring in the ratings.
Exactly.
And I think that even with the NBA, sometimes they forget social media is a beast. Because I'm going to let you know, like, social media will have a team that's not also good looking like they the best. Because honestly, even though the Cavs made it to the second round, I told y'all that was the most boring. I'd rather have seen Orlando make it to the second round than the Cavs. 100%. That is a boring team, bro.
Yeah.
I get Spider's there, but I didn't see enough Spider-Man movies. It's boring. You dig at this point. Like, I don't need to see Spider. I'd rather see a young Orlando team excitement. You know what I mean? So, yeah, they swallow your whistles, bro.
All right, man, to wrap this up, I think the refs should make some calls differently, man. I know they should make the right calls, but when you get through with all that, man, you know, you can't throw the game with a terrible call. That's all we're trying to say here, man.
Yeah, that's funny. Gatorade gave Asia Wilson, who plays for the Tampa Aces, a nice contract. Forget Nike.
All right, last subject for tonight. Is the NBA lacking true point guards? Mr. Davis?
Okay, for your folks that pretend like you know basketball, yes, true point guards. Let me tell you something. Right now, this is what I mean by true point guard. All of the top point guards in the league right now are scorers and not true point guard. The only true point guard that is left in the NBA playoffs right now is Mike Conley.
Yep.
And a true point guard is somebody who facilitates, somebody who has IQ, elevates the team, not worried about scoring, but can score when the right time presents itself. That's Mike Conley. I'll let you go, and then I'll tell you who the top point guards are. But they're not true point guards. Go ahead, bro.
To the answer of the question, yes, the NBA is lacking true point guards. But I'm going to ask this other question. Do they need them? Do they really need them? I think what's more needed than true point guards is good wings. Wings are important. The best players are wings. Anthony Edwards, wing. You know what I'm saying? Now, listen, how far do we really, really think, New York going to go with a 5'11 point guard, a guy – our height or shorter? How far are they gonna really go? Can when you shut him down, who else gonna score? You know what I'm saying? Brunson is awesome. He's great. Is he really a point guard? He's a score. He's more of a shooting guard in a point guard body. Steph Curry, shooting guard in a point guard body. You know what I'm saying? Damian Lillard, shooting guard in a point guard body. You know what I'm saying? I mean, my guy, kinda point guard, but he's more of a scorer as well. You know what I'm saying? So all the point guards that's around today are really shooting guards. Chris Paul, like my man Van said, is a true point guard. And guess where he's at? At home.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The only, like Rob said, the only true point guard that's playing right now and is having a great effect on that team is Mike Conley Jr. And I watched Mike Conley for years because he played for my team. He wasn't a great point guard at first. He became a very good point guard with the passing skills and all that. But he's a great leader of that team. You know what I'm saying? It's perfect for that team. Who do you think are the good point guards now that's still left, like you mentioned earlier, bro?
So right now, you all in my notes. So these are the point guards that they say, no, it's perfect. We in the bank. SGA, that he's considered a point guard. Luka, considered a point guard. Brunson, considered a point guard. Maxie, considered a point guard. Hallenberg, considered a point guard. Urban, Lillard, Russell. And I'm talking about D'Angelo Russell. All of these people are considered point guards, but they're not true point guards. Yes, Luka gets triple doubles because they double team. Let me explain something about the triple double. If you're going to get double teamed, God dog it, they're playing in the NBA. That one where who catches the ball better make it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Now, you got to have vision to see him open in the corner when the double team coming. I'm not taking away because the triple double hard is all get out. You dig what I mean? But. when it's all said and done, you just got to pass it to the open person, because you got that don't make you a point guard because you averaging triple doubles.
Right.
You know what I mean? That just means you get double teamed and you got some good shooters around you. It's easy to hit a wide open jumper. Mm-hmm. Shoot, we do that pedestrian wise. So those are your point guards that are left that they call point guards, and that's their position. But Conley is the only point guard left in these playoffs, bro.
I think there is a value for true point guards, but I actually very much agree with Chip here. He said the game has evolved that true point guard is not needed. Listen, all the people you say that they call point guards that ain't really point guards can play the position good enough to play the role of a point guard. Luka runs that team. Luka's like 6'9". You know what I'm saying? He's a scorer, but he does pass the ball. He does control the pace, does control the tempo like point guards should do. Only other thing, he could dribble good enough to get to where he needs to get to, and he's faster than what he looks. He looks like he's moving slow, but he actually not. Jokic is really the point guard. Now, listen, Murray is great. The point guard for that team is Jokic, but he's the center. You know what I'm saying? So I think the roles has kind of switched. Now, like you say, for Minnesota, they actually have a normal, true point guard. The Lakers, LeBron was the point guard, really. Yeah. Russell is not. He's a scorer, you know. And even for like I say, the Bucks, they went home. Lillard should be the point guard. He's a shooter. He's a scorer. He tries to be a point guard, but it's not really him. So you got to have diverse wings that can do more than one thing, that can control the ball. Listen, we talked about James Harden earlier, right, that he don't have the heart or whatever. Watch James Harden play. He does best in the point guard role.
He does.
He does. Remember when he was in Houston, he always played shooting guard. Then the coach, I can't remember what the coach they had back then, but he put him in that point guard role. He became MVP. He's best in the point guard role. So I just think now the closest one to me, all that list you name, is Halliburton and Maxey. Maxey is more of a scorer than Halliburton. Halliburton can really pass that ball.
He can.
He's big. And he can shoot. He shoot ugly like Miller, like his predecessor. He shoot even just as ugly to me. But he can really pass that ball. And he's more of a point guard than what I realized till I started watching that guy. But all the rest of them guys, those scores, man. Go ahead,
they're scores. But and I give you, and we can get off of this in a minute, but I give you even Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving is a point guard dribbling-wise. He has excellent basketball IQ, but he's a scorer.
100%.
And a lot of people, but the game has evolved, like Chip said, from the point guard role to now, you know, cat puppy poo Towns, and I, you know what I mean. Even though I said I ain't gonna call him puppy poo no more, because he's playing with heart. That's a center who won a 3-point contest and consistently shoots efficiently from the 3-point. You dig what I mean? So the game has evolved all the way around, and it's good to see. But I like to see traditional point guards, and Mike Conley. It's no wonder they're up 2-0 over the defending champion Denver Nuggets.
I'm put on what Van said, then that'll be it. Today's point guards have to work so much harder for their shot versus being able to distribute the ball all around. Yes, you have to be able to shoot as a point guard right now. The great point guard. Now, one thing about Mike Conley, he's over a 40% 3-point shooter.
Oh, he is.
Right. You leave him open if you want to.
Oh, it's splash.
Cashing that thing. It's splash. Yeah, man. All right, man. Great show, bro. Let me get to this last scene right here. Here we go, bro.
Yeah, look, we ain't got no one words of the day. Everybody act like they had some sense this week. Outside of the WNBA, we'll get them the one word of the day for just kind of fumbling the bag. They just dropped it, but they picked it up real quick. You know how that five-second rule kicks it up the guy.
Players
you
dig what I'm saying?
We'll see what happened. But have you ever thought, I really enjoy what these guys are doing with this show or with this podcast? How do you want to do it? How can I help support them? How can I be a blessing? Look, man, hit that like, subscribe, and notification button. That way, anytime me and my boy go live, you'll know about it. And you'll get the notification going on. Look, we here every other Tuesday for the Bible study, every Wednesday for the sports. And tomorrow we live and direct once again exclusively on YouTube for our Faith and Music show. Or you supporting us with the comments, keeping us going. We appreciate that. You can hit the Cash App sign, Not the Same Podcast, or notthesamepodcast.com/support, which replays the last three shows of everything we're doing. Look, man, the support has been great. Me and C are starting to see the organic. We never wanted to buy bots or do any of that. Share this with you real quick.
Nope.
We have been seeing the growth. We're getting views upon views from these shorts that we're doing. We have put up shorts from these shows, from our takes, from all the shows. And it's been going pretty good. So we thank God for that. And y'all be on the lookout for some commercials and some other little things that we're going to be doing for promo and for the show. But we do really, truly appreciate you guys for sliding through tonight.
Like Rod said, man, we really appreciate everybody sliding through, man. And we'll be back tomorrow with another Music and Faith show. Tune in live at 6 o'clock for the latest and greatest in Christian hip-hop as well as positive music, man. With that being said, I'm C. Micah.
I'm Robert Dean.
We out. We'll see y'all tomorrow.
Yeah, man.